The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk about the shooting in Gosnells yesterday. What do we know about that now?
Yeah, so at this point, we have major crime, we have police internal affairs and the Corruption and Crime Commission all investigating this police shooting. The officers involved are on mandatory leave now. There's no judgment around that. That's just
standard,
what happens.
Standard procedure.
Standard procedure, what happens. Obviously, they receive counselling support and the like. You know, there were a couple of officers injured in this incident. Police haven't reviewed exactly what led up to it. We know that there was about 10 minutes between the time that they arrived after being called to a disturbance and the time of that fatal shot being fired. We understand that there was an altercation between two men, but police haven't revealed too much more about what was happening in their response. We do know, though, they tried capsicum spray, they tried a taser, so all of this will form part of the investigation.
Yeah, it's and the officers were injured as well, and I wonder if, you know, what we've seen played out in the media over the last couple of weeks about the murder trial of the police officer relating to JC plays into the minds of police when they involved in an incident like that. Do they think, well, do you know what, my training says to pull out the gun, but I'm wary of doing that based on what's been happening around town recently. Instead, I'm going to go for the capsicum spray. Instead, I'm going to go for the taser. It's definitely a difficult situation for police to find themselves in that situation.
I mean, and not to preempt what's going to happen with the investigation, but you would think that if an officer has tried the capsicum spray, has tried the taser, you know, they've taken those steps. They haven't just gone to the gun.
Yeah, the lethal force.
Yeah.